1. Brave New World? The motivation for this book. Do you know that feeling when you wake up and think, something is wrong? I had this happen to me one day. I was still lying in bed, and had already been staring at my smartphone for several minutes. Suddenly a disturbing thought occurred to me. What did it mean that I reached, quite instinctively, for my smartphone in the morning? It was the first thing I did on waking, even before I got up and went to the bathroom. And how many years had that little tablet been sitting on my bedside table? In the evening, I often did not put it down until my wife and I turned off the light. Gradually, I began to observe the internet behavior of my fellow human beings more closely. It struck me that practically no one has any objection to the fact that we are constantly looking at these small screens in our hands. Even the sight of children in a restaurant staring spellbound at their parents' tablet seems disturbing only to a minority. Like most people, I had long since accepted the daily flood of professional and private messages. As a consequence, I tried to move as efficiently as possible in our accelerated world. Reaching for the smartphone was often an unconscious reflex, which fortunately was also indulged by work colleagues and friends alike. Is this the new normality? Was everything better in the past, or just different? At university, and later in my